Most farmers think of New Orleans as being a major grain handling port, and rightly so. However, for those in the upper Midwest, this is the destination of much of the grain. Half of the trip to Europe is simply making it out of North America's waters for these ships. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We may think of large shipping ports sending products around the world. Adolf Ojard is a past director of the Duluth Port Authority, and he says many products passing through these waters are local.
Around 90% of our business is domestic, and a large component of that is grain. We have five major grain terminals in the Twin Ports.
The Canadians also have a large grain handling port north of here in Thunder Bay.
The Twin Ports of Duluth Superior and Thunder Bay, probably 75 to 80% of all the grain that moves through the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway system is handled at those two ports.
Duluth handles wheat and durum from the upper Midwest, and that grain often moves far from here.
We do a lot of shipping primarily to Northern Europe, the Mediterranean, as well as North Africa, and that's our primary target for the international grain business.
Adolf says the main products are what are called non-hazardous dry bulk. Duluth is the perfect place to handle those items.
The iron ore, the coal, the grain, salt, cement, sand, limestones, etc. So we do a lot of big, heavy cargo out of here because we have probably some of the best rail clearances in the country, and we can move the biggest pieces from here the shortest land distance.
There's one thing that seems to be missing, though, when you drive around these docks. There are very few trucks.
A very high percentage of the business that moves through here moves by rail. So we don't have the truck congestion that most ports have. We have four major railroads servicing the port.
In fact, 90% of the cargo entering and leaving the port is transported by rail. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.